Welcome back to Open Air on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Maria Kelly. We've got a special edition right now. Eric Thiel will be with you this afternoon with some music for you until 3 o'clock today. But we have a special guest in the studio, Cara Granger. Welcome,
hey,
Cara.
It's nice being a special edition.
Yeah.
Like
a special feature, the creature feature. Anyway, it's great to have you here. Thanks for stopping in. Mm-hmm. You're playing on Saturday night at the Rogue Theater in Grants Pass.
Opening for Mark Cohen there.
Yeah, should be a great show. So we're glad to have you here. Thanks for taking the time to stop by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Good.
Yeah.
So let's start off with a song and then we can have a little chat about that. Is there something in particular you'd like to play?
Yeah, I'm going to play one of my songs called The Sky Is Falling. It's a little blues-influenced tune.
Mm-hmm, great.
And, yeah, a lot of my roots are in the blues. I do, you know. I like all styles of music, but we'll start there.
Yeah.
How's that?
Sounds great. Let's hear that.
Just can't see. Looks like this world got the better of me. Working so hard and it's driving me mad. Just one night lost everything I had. The sky is falling down. Running around from town to town. Trying so hard to keep from singing down. I should listen what my sweet daddy said. I feel like the sky falling down on me, yeah, yeah. The sky's falling, coming down like a rain, coming down. The sun on my face. I should listen what my sweet daddy said. I feel like the sky falling down. Sky's falling down. Coming down like rain. Help me now.
That's fantastic, Cara. Thank you so much. What a great, great tune. So is that from Grand and Green River?
It is, yeah.
Was that like the top single you released from that?
It was one of the tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess most of my music was played on, roots and Americana style stations around the place, and they tended to pick whatever they want rather than having the one single.
Right. Of course. I know how that is.
Right.
doing your radio show. But it's a great, we've been playing that tune here on Open Air.
Oh, cool.
Getting ready for your visit and for the show on Saturday. So tell me about the blues. How did you get into, you're from Australia, and you're now living down in California.
Right, yeah.
In LA. So how did you get into the blues in Australia? Is that a really popular music form in Australia?
Yeah, it really was. I guess I grew up in a fairly working class town where the main entertainment was the pubs on the Friday and Saturday night, and the majority of the live music was all blues based.
Right on.
Yeah, and I also had a great guitar teacher who started me off on a lot of kind of Eric Clapton style guitar playing, and then I learnt that style, I wanted to delve deeper into his roots, and that took me to, you know, all the black blues players.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
blues is really a worldwide phenomenon, I think, anyway, you know. So interesting. So how long have you been playing guitar? Since you were real young, did you pick it up?
Since about 13. Yeah, 13. I was 13. I started just playing. I had a guitar teacher first, actually, called Peter Pick, which that's what he told me. That's what he told a 13-year-old. He said his name is Peter Plectrum Pick. And I still, to this day, I think that's his name. So maybe it is. I don't know.
Right on. How'd you get into the slide guitar then too? That must have been some kind of evolution.
Actually, I remember getting I'd learned a whole lot of blues patterns and ways to play the guitar. You know, modern rock guitar all starts from these blues patterns. And I remember buying a book by a guy called Mel Bay.
I used to play guitar 100 years
right.
ago. So,
yeah. And changed my world.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah. Open my eyes.
That's great. That's cool. We'll hear another song here in just a minute, but I do want to mention that Kara will be performing at the Rogue Theater this Saturday night. Kara Granger, awesome songwriter, guitarist from Australia, opening up for Mark Cohn this Saturday night at the Rogue Theater in Grants Pass at 8 p.m. And tickets and information are available at roguetheater.com. So, Kara, what would you like to play next?
Actually, I might just switch guitars here
sure.
real quick and play another song off the CD. That's one of my favourites. It's called Secret Soul. It shows a little more of my folky side. Yeah, Secret Soul. Oh. It must have got bumped in the interim. Maybe I won't be doing that song right now.
It's up to you, whatever you want to do.
I tell you what, can I just fix that real quick?
Yeah, of course. Have you played with Mark Cohn before? Have you met him before?
Mark Cohn? I haven't, but I'm a really big fan.
Cool.
Actually,
yeah.
I love that song, Dig Down Deep.
I played that today. It's great.
Oh, you did?
It's an epic song. Yeah, it's really.
And for the
lyrics.
First time, I just heard his album, I guess, from a couple of years ago, which was called Join the Parade, I believe. And that is fantastic. Yeah.
Well, great. Two great songwriters. Saturday night at the Rogue Theater. Kara Granger with us here in the studio at Jefferson Public Radio, opening up Saturday night for Mark Cohn.
Thank you. There's a gremlin in the studio.
I feel that often.
Taken by the wind, there's still so much to say. And darling, maybe in our dreams we can find a way. Or traveling on through this night, there's still so far to go. But I will keep you safe inside and in my secret soul. In my secret soul, yet I haven't to hold. In my secret soul, you kissed me as I woke, and I gently touched my skin, and it felt just like the sun come pouring in. Oh, damn, the restless wind beating down my door. Till we meet, my friend, somewhere down this road, I will bear this load and cherish it like gold.
That was beautiful, Cara. Thank you so much. Secret Soul. That's gorgeous. You. That's definitely a different style.
Yep.
Of music. So it's great to have a broad scope of genres and to be able to, you know, share that in your music. It's quite a talent.
It's hard when you're making an album, though.
Yeah.
To, you know, because you generally want to get it played on radio and, you know, and want to find a format of what, you know,
sure,
what to do. But I've just got so many.
More interesting.
I love music, you know?
Keep them questioning. let's take a quick break and then we'll be right back with Cara Granger after this. You're listening to Open Air on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Maria Kelly here in a special edition of the Noon Hour with a very special guest. Cara Granger is here opening up for Mark Cohn Saturday night at the Rogue Theater in Grants Pass. And mm-hmm. she stopped by for a visit and a conversation and some great songs you're playing in the studio. Thanks so much to be here today.
Thank you. Yeah.
Indeed. And you'll be at the Rogue Theater again this summer, I believe.
Yeah, that's going to be fun because... that's opening up for Johnny Lang there.
Great.
On the 22nd of April.
Excellent.
And that'll be with the trio.
Oh, good.
So we can rock out a little bit more there. And
great.
I think that'll be a fun night.
Yeah. Play more of the soulful stuff on Saturday night with Mark Cohn, kind of fits his style.
Right. And on the 1st of May, I'll be playing there, opening for Roy Rogers.
Oh, great.
Fun.
Have you met him before?
I actually haven't. I know that he's a good friend of my manager's too, and
cool.
Apparently he's a really awesome live
great.
As well. So
Johnny Lang, do you know him? Have you met him before? That'll be a first.
I met him briefly,
actually
in Nashville when I was down there.
Great.
But yeah, he's another really nice guy. So
great nights of music ahead at the Rogue Theater in Grants Pass. You can find out more about them at roguetheater.com. We're here today with Cara Granger. We're going to hear more music in just a minute. And interesting little great collaboration with Amos Lee you had. That was a bit of serendipity I read about that in the studio
next door
and he popped in and you made this great single together.
Exactly. And he was he was actually working with the... My producer, or one of my producers, on that album, on his latest album. That's why he was next door.
Great.
And that was a nice discovery too. You know,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know his work previously, mm-hmm. but he's a true talent.
Yeah,
truly
indeed.
Amazing.
Great voice, and another one who crosses genres. You know, has a lot of different influences.
I guess he does
in his music. You know, so. It's fun.
Yeah.
So do you want to play another song for us?
Sure.
And then I was going to mention this quote I saw on your website, which I thought was really cool. And I don't know, like, I'm going to read the whole thing, but it was something like, songs are framed in tales of hardship and heartbreak. They represent life's spiritual challenges and, for me, a quest for the ultimate truth. You want to speak to that at all before you play your next song?
Oh, man. I don't know how to speak to that, really. But Yeah, I guess it's a music's a meditation for me, in some way, you know, and it's a healing thing as well. It helps me kind of work through my own discoveries about life and myself, and you know, spiritual, you know, truths, I guess, you know, is part of, you kind of work your way through the discovery of it all. So, yeah, and hopefully by doing that, you know, you kind of hit upon things that are common for everybody. You hit upon common issues in life, you know, and common life's common spiritual challenges, I guess.
Yeah, I think music is really cathartic for many people.
Exactly, yeah.
It's part of the gift of being a listener who enjoys, you know, different songs and different lyrics.
Yeah. So, yeah, yeah.
Cool. Thanks for sharing that with us and explaining that a little bit. I thought that was
a little foggy. That's okay.
Just like spirituality can be now and then.
Yeah, man. What am I? Where am I? Okay.
Yeah. So what are you going to play next?
I'm going to play a song called I'm On My Way Home.
Perfect.
Which is perfect, right? Just shut up and play the guitar. I can hear my manager in the other room. Just play the guitar. Shut up. Well, I'm rolling on down that line. Till I get to you, I'll just steal in time. Sold everything I own for a ticket on this train. I gotta keep pushing on, baby. Traveling, it's taking its toll. I'm just thinking about you, darling. Always a heavy on my soul. And I'm on my way, I'm on. On my way back home. Well, sweet darling, and I can't survive. So far away, I'm gonna lose my mind. And I came out here with nothing, 'cause how I shall return. With these empty arms, I pray you let me in. And traveling, it's taking its toll. Just thinking about you, darling, weighs so heavy on my soul. On my way, I'm on my way. I'm on my way back home. On my way, I'm on my way. Yeah, I'm on my way back home. This world from Sydney to LA. I'm coming home, coming home. And on my way, yeah, I'm on my way. Yeah, I'm on my way. And I'm on my way, I'm on. On my way back home. I'm on my way, I'm on my way.
That's awesome. And is that the song with Amos Lee?
It is, yeah.
Fantastic. And that's on Grand and Green River?
Yeah, it worked really well as a duo. The lyrics worked both ways.
Great.
It was written as a solo song. But
oh, cool. Mm. And then he joined you in the duet on your album.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Anything else new in the works?
Yeah, I'm working on a new single right now. Mm-hmm. So that should be out fairly soon online, and then a follow-up album.
Great.
After that. Yeah.
And a solo effort or with your trio? Or got some great personnel on Grand and Green River.
Oh, really?
Really esteemed folks.
Well,
do you want to
really lucky.
Talk about them for a minute, or just how that all came together?
Right. I guess I came over from Australia originally to do the album, and I did that because of the producer that I could work with, Dave Kalish, and the players that he could bring into the mix. So he brought a lot of those people into the situation. And then I stayed on in LA and found myself meeting a number of great musicians. Of course, a lot of them all have some great credentials. And it's a great place to be for creating and making music.
Great.
And being in close accessibility to those fantastic players, like Reggie McBride, who's the bass player, is fantastic, and Richie Haywood is on the
from
on
Little
song.
Feet.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love Little Feet too. You know, so a whole slew of fantastic people. I could ramble on a whole lot of names.
Cool.
You know what I mean?
And so, a solo effort coming up, you'll be back with a trio. Who are those players then joining you?
I've been working a lot with a drummer called Gary Malabar, who's a player on a lot of the Steve Miller albums.
Oh, great.
He's fantastic. And, a bass player that you probably wouldn't know down there in LA, who's also brilliant.
Great.
Yeah.
So when can we expect the single out from you?
In a month.
In a month or so.
Yeah.
Great.
Within a month, yeah.
I think we have time for one more. Yeah, do you want to play another one?
Oh, sure.
Awesome.
Okay.
Do you want to play that new single?
Not just yet.
Not just yet. Oh, okay, wait. We got to wait. Can't unveil it just yet.
All righty. Let's see. What are you in the mood for? Another?
Sounded great. All your choices so far, so.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I might just swap guitars again real quick.
Sure.
Impromptu.
Kara Granger in the studio here at Jefferson Public Radio on the Rhythm and News Service. I'm Maria Kelly, and we are going to get back to music soon on Open Air with Eric Thiel. He'll have music for you from Elvis Costello and Alan Toussaint next. And Kara Granger is going to be in concert this Saturday night, February 27 at 8 p.m., opening up for Mark Cohn at the Rogue Theater in Grants Pass. Tickets and information are available at roguetheater.com. And it's really an honor to have you here today, Kara, and playing music for us and talking a little bit about your history and how you got to what you're doing.
I really appreciate you having me here.
Yeah, indeed. Is this something we're going to hear from Grand and Green River?
Yeah, why not?
Cool. How'd you end up in Grants Pass? Like connecting with Greg in that way from playing there? Or?
Yeah, right. So I came up to open for Peter Frampton.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And that was a fantastic show. I met Greg doing that gig.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept in contact. I think he rang me a week later.
Mm-hmm.
And said, I think I could do some stuff for you, girl.
Great.
You know? So
that's always good. That's a good phone call.
Yeah. And I was going to Nashville as well to play this Americana music conference, which was great. And he'd been there in the past, and so that it began there. Really, that was our first little tour away.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, good to have you back.
It's great to be up here breathing in the fresh air.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a great, great region we live in. State of Jefferson. So what are we going to hear now?
I'm going to play What You Wanted off the CD.
Oh, good.
In 1 second, I'm going to play that. It's the end of the day, making your way, the castle's up in the sky. Climb up that ladder, tell me when you're gonna ever be satisfied. And diamond rings and pretty things, that don't mean a thing. Working too hard can leave you blind. Everything you can find, yeah, you got what you want. What you needed, come on falling down on me. Well, you're built up this house, nobody else trying to make you stand. Just a matter of time. Part in your hand, and diamond rings and pretty things, don't mean a thing. Working too hard can leave you blind. Everything you can find, you got what you wanted. Well, now hand it on a silver spoon. What you needed, baby, falling down. What you wanted, ooh, yeah. Diamond rings, pretty things. Don't mean a thing, and working too hard can leave you blind in everything you can find. You got what you wanted, and a hand it on a silver spoon. What you wish for, gonna come falling down. Ooh. Like a house of cards falling down, come on falling down. Ooh, falling down on you.
Awesome, Cara. Thank you so much. What's the name of that song again?
It's called What You Wanted. It's about being careful what you wish for.
Right. Thanks for the reminder.
Okay.
That's featured on Grand and Green River. We're here in the studio at Jefferson Public Radio with Cara Granger. Great to have you here. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
And she'll be opening up this Saturday night for Mark Cohn.
I will. Yeah. And don't forget about the 22nd and the 1st.
Indeed. So let's see. Mark Cohn this Saturday
at
the Rogue Theater. This is in Grants Pass. And that show starts at 8 p.m. And then you'll be the 22nd of April.
opening for Johnny Lang.
Great, great. Mm. And then?
The 1st of May beautiful. Will be Roy Rogers and fun. The Delta Rhythm Kings. Yeah.
Yeah, great, great collaboration. So thanks so much for being here. We're going to wrap it up. And thanks. It's really been a pleasure hearing your music today.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, indeed. Great meeting you.
Yeah, you too. And we're going to send it back now to Eric Teal, who has some music queued up for you with Elvis Costello and Alan Toussaint. Tears, Tears, and More Tears right after this.